Gillette City Planning Commission meeting to order for October 8th, 2019. Our first business tonight is the approval of the pre-meeting and the regular meeting minutes from September 24th. Are there any corrections, additions, deletions that anyone noticed? Sensing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve them.
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Commissioners, please vote.
Chairman Nielsen, the motion to approve the minutes has passed with seven yeas.
Thank you, Joe. Originally, we had two cases. The case, they're both related, but the second case for the zoning was pulled for anybody with interest in that. The first case is case number 19.032 SFP. It's a final plat for Betcher 2 subdivision. And Clark, I believe you're presenting.
I am, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. This is case number 19.032 SFP, the final plat for the Betcher 2 subdivision. There are a number of applicant or owners associated with this plat: the Donald L. Barton Revocable Trust, James L. Williamson, Sarah L. Hartsaw, MD Revocable Trust, the Platinum Land Group, LLC, and Curtis J. Betcher. And the agent is Richard Doyle with Doyle Surveying. The owner is proposing to subdivide 39.143 acres of land located south of East Shoshone Avenue and west of West Garner Lake Road. The northeast area of the Betcher subdivision was annexed to the city in 2015 as part of the Betcher annexation, and the remaining portion of the property was annexed to the city as part of the Promontory Park 2 annexation. The portion of which is part of the Promontory Park 2 annexation is currently unplatted city land. Upon approval of this subdivision, this land will become part of the Betcher 2 subdivision. In August of 2019, the Planning Commission approved a development plan on the north portion of this property near the East Shoshone Avenue. The proposed buildings will be located on Lot 2 of the Betcher 2 subdivision. This subdivision is for ownership purposes only. The Betcher 2 subdivision is a five-lot subdivision, lots 1 through 4 averaging 5.29 acres, and Lot 5 being 18 acres. Lots 1 through 3 have access to East Shoshone Avenue. Lot 4 has access via a 40-foot access easement on Tract A of the Betcher subdivision along the Butler Spaith Road. And Lot 5 has access from Highway 59 via an access easement. Any future development will be required to undergo a development review through the city planning. This proposed subdivision is for ownership purposes only, as I stated before, and utilities are available to all of these properties and would be extended at the time of any development. There are a few case requirements. All comments and concerns listed in E-Plan shall be addressed. A title report is required prior to the filing of the final plat. And if there's any mortgage on any of the properties, a signed consent to subdivide shall be provided prior to the filing of the final plat, and a filing fee of $75 shall accompany the Mylar when it's submitted to the city. Staff recommends approval subject to all planning requirements. The tentative city council date for this is on October 15th, and there were no calls on this subdivision.
Thank you, Clark. Anyone on the commission have questions for staff? Is there anyone in the audience wishing to address this case? Sensing none, if no one has any questions, I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Commissioners, please vote.
Chairman Nielsen, the motion to approve case number 19032 SFP, final plat, Betcher 2 subdivision, passes with seven yeas.
Thank you, Jill. That concludes our regular business. Clark, is there any old or new business that we need to take care of?
The only new business that we have is just to announce that the next two meetings, the one in October on the 22nd, we will not have a meeting, and the one on November 12th, we will not have a meeting, as we have not received any cases for those two meetings.
Okay, thank you. Seeing that there's no other business, unless someone has some, why, call the meeting adjourned.